The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 74 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published September 13. Today's update is the first since Friday. Included in the new cases are 50 unvaccinated individuals, 5 partially vaccinated people, and 19 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported today are as follows: Collingwood, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to travel. Springwater, 3, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission, one is listed as community acquired, no known link, and one is still under investigation. Barrie, 15, 7 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 case is linked to close contact transmission. The remaining cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 10, 1 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. One case is listed as community acquired and the remaining cases are still under investigation. Bradford, 7, 2 youth under 18 years old, and 5 people between 18 and 34 years old. 3 cases are listed as community acquired and 1 case is linked to close contact transmission. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other 2 are still under investigation. Remara, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other 2 are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact. Penetanguishene, 2, 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact transmission. Severn, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Midland, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is under investigation. Tiny, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Isa, 8, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. The transmission source for all 8 cases is still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 8, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 5, 1 person is from Bracebridge, 2 people are from Huntsville, 1 person is from Gravenhurst, and 1 person is from Muskoka Lakes. There are currently 261 active cases in the region. 13 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19, which includes 1 new hospitalization since Friday. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,203 cases of COVID-19 with 12,686 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,743 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 205 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 873 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 76% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 7% have had their first vaccine dose. Approximately 27% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 67% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 13. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 216,211 the 2nd of September 11,1822 60.7%, Barry 4,363 4 176,121 the 3rd of September 12,2844 75.8%, Bradford WG 2,165 2,104 38 the 1st of September 12,4959 73.3%, Clearview 143,137 5 September 7th 951 69.7%, Collingwood 258,249 the 3rd of September 11,046 85.5%, ESA 536,504 4 the 1st of September 12,2224 77.8%, Innisfil 1,304 1,263 18 the 3rd of September 11,3163 69.7%, Midland 210,199 the 6th of September 11,147 80%, New Tecumseh 1,582 1,531 18 the 3rd of September 12,3737 72.8%, Orillia 351,332 the 8th of September 11,138 82.9%, Oro Medonte 241,226 the 5th of September 11,133 88%, Penetanguishene 206,196 the 8th of September 10,2138 83.2%, Remara 118,113 the 1st of September 11,129 64.6%, Severn 92,873 September 10th 6,1359.8%, Springwater 306,297 the 2nd of September 12,1428 83.5%, Tay 126,121 2 September 9th 1,123 82.6%, Tiny 138,134 the 2nd of September 11,1028 71.4%, Wasaga Beach 297,279 5 2 September 9th 1,240 78.6%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.